Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to the 1177th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. This is Let's Talk About It, y'all. Tonight, it's not new, but it's something new. I feel good about it because we told you that we were going to do something different at the table. And you know, I already got my ladies. But tonight, I got somebody special. And not only is he special, like, you know, he's special to me. He's just special to me because, you know, he's my Thursday buddy. He's my partner in crime on this Purpose King Network thing that we do. So, Brother Arthur, Mass Minister, Brother Arthur, Sir Jeff, the third, is sitting at the table, y'all.
God bless y'all. I'm happy to be here. Can't wait to get started.
Listen, all I say is we're not going to tag team on too much, okay? It's like, no. That was not the setup, y'all. This is not the setup. Somebody out there that
yes,
was listening had a suggestion. And in the suggestion, they asked us a question and said, why is it that you sit at the table with your sisters on Monday? And we said, well, that's not what we had said. But, you know, because of the fact that there are people out there that wanted to hear, you know, real conversation from real Block Talk hosts, from real Purpose Kingdom Network. Like, we can do it. Art was the first one. Hands down. What's
right.
that? I love it.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you go, we got Mima. Me and my Janice Hudson, she's here.
Praise
I'm
the Lord,
here.
Everybody.
Tabby on her way. Because you remember that COVID-19 thing. You know what I mean? She might be staying in line, or she could just be getting doused down right now. You know, like free. She's on her way in. But just like last week, y'all, I think that we should just really continue to sit and speak to people in the midst of COVID. So if you're out there and you're listening and you would like to call in and join us live, the number is 319-527-6091, or you can do 323-870-4174. If you press 1, that tells us that you want to speak, and then when you hear the beep, that's your time to speak. Other than that, Brother Art.
Yes.
Since you at the table, but you know you know how to come forth. We have this thing on the table where we just have to tell the enemy, not right now. Like, because you know how we have the kingdom authority to just take over what we want to do. This is our hour, and we always tell him to sit down. So would you do the honors of telling him not right now, please?
All right. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna tell the devil that depression, not right now. We're going to say anxiety, not right now. And we're going to say, having your peace stolen, not right now. We're going to check off the list. We're going to make sure that, having our joy stolen, not right now. We can't do it right now. We need joy just as much as we need anything else. And we're going to say we're not going to allow the enemy to steal our favor, not right now. So if we got anything, if we gonna have anything, we gonna make sure we have our joy, our peace, and our favor, and we gonna tell the devil not right now. Hey, what else can we say?
Anything.
We in the COVID right now. How many people want to say shut up?
Yeah.
But honest to God, amen. Because you have to seal that. You know, we got to put that out there. But we have that authority to actually say, not right now. I got to do something. There's work that needs to be done. Now we still in the house, y'all. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about being in the house. Everybody that needed the computers and stuff, I pray that the computers and stuff has gotten where they needed to get.
If not, please make sure you press 1 tonight so we can get to the bottom of how you can get what you need to get. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you get it. You need to get it.
Right?
Amen.
So, I mean, I'm looking at it because at the end of the day, even in the midst of a storm, we know that God is all the way through it. He sees you through
right.
it. So
right.
if you know how to wade in the storm, you know the song that used to say, wade in the water? I mean, that's Black History Month, you know. And that was my Black History Month. You know what I mean, Mom? That was our Black History Month, Art's Black History Month.
Yeah.
They don't even sing them type songs. They done remix wade in the water, you know.
Oh, man. So what's the topic of discussions for tonight? What are we going to work with tonight?
All right, well, the best thing that I can work with is we're going to bunker down, and we're going to learn how to stay in the house.
Okay.
And if tonight is the night that anybody is out there listening and they're struggling because they've either been in the house or they're so extroverted that they need to get out of the house, let's make this hour their hour that they can actually do all of those things. So if there's someone out there that's listening that thinks that they're funny and they need to crack a joke and they haven't had anybody to tell a joke to, we're offering it to you tonight. But we're going to let you know that if you don't come right, we will let you know. And I don't think you really stressing out with Brother Art sitting at the table, because you never know what will happen with Brother Art. Brother Art will take something and go. And I will tell you now, Brother Art, that's what Chappie does, too. So just in case. Okay?
Well,
so that's
how
it works at the table. You the one closest to the Bible.
Well, Brother Rob called me and said, hey, do you want to do a show? I said, yeah, sure. What's going on? Well, we need a male perspective on some things. He didn't tell me no details. But you know how he set people up. He didn't tell me now what was going on. He just said, hey, you know, we just need a male perspective on some things, and I wanted to know if you can just do me that favor. I said, sure, you know, I'll be down for the thing. I'll be down for it. So he's like, sure. And I was like, yo, all right, so what's the deal? So then he tells me, he said, yeah, you know, my wife is going to be one of the hosts, but he didn't tell me. He didn't say Adrian, too. He didn't let me know all the details. So, like, currently, you know, so I stepped into the fire. I was willing to get burnt for him, right? But, you know, the way I see it is, you know, he will get it. He won't get it because my show is
welcome
coming up.
To the kingdom.
And I'm going to talk, and my entire
welcome
show, I'm going
to
talk about him for a whole hour. So
you got it big time, and I'ma tell you all the time. Pay attention to what happens. You know we do this every Monday. This was Brother R. You are now a part of the show. Make sure next week you're ready to go. I see Brother R got hoodwinked, sidetracked, and bamboozled. So we glad he at the table so we can be told.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Art, I'm just glad
yes,
to be here because at the end of the day, a male perspective on any and everything that we do is always funny. So thank you for stepping up to take the charge. We will not be
no
that
problem
hard on
at all.
You.
Thank you.
Look,
thank
we
you.
Be that
no
hard
problem.
On you. Since you didn't really know you was coming in to sit at the table.
Oh, no, I like the tough questions. Don't go easy on me. I like
listen,
the hard stuff.
Who you?
If we won't be here for an hour,
up,
we might as well break out the hard stuff.
Do you understand? Roll your sleeves up because we get down on Let's Talk About It. We are the catalyst of this change that you see. We have been speaking this into our existence. We have been preparing people for the pause. We have been preparing people for the preparation of what is happening right now. We have been doing it. We have been changing conversations at water coolers. We have been changing
right.
the rhetoric that people are talking about just because Bonquisha and her sister have 15 kids, but we offer babysitting.
Got me? We don't sit and talk about the kids. We go and help. We go find the groceries. Things of that nature. So for tonight, the best thing that I can say is that because we are bunkered in, if we could go to a safe place, and maybe you could take us to a safe place, because I know that there's somewhere that they say in the Bible, when the plague comes, you're supposed to go into the house, right? That's what they tell you. But then they say apply the blood to the mantle, right?
Yes.
I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, okay, we walk around like we got the blood, you know, because we go to church and stuff. We always at church and everything. You know, there's so many people that think that the church is empty because the building is locked. I mean, but, you know, those types of people, they are walking around, you know, they are the church, but they know about the blood. But now that I think they're bunkered in the house, they got the mask on, they're covered, they're 6 feet away, and it seems as if maybe if they start to apply the blood to their mantle, then other people can see. Help me, y'all. Help me. I was just thinking that. I'm glad Brother Art is here.
All right, because, see, my opinion has been very unpopular about this whole situation, but it's okay. You know, the last time I checked, when the Hebrew boys were told not to bow down, were told that they wouldn't bow down to an idol, they were thrown in the fire, and Jesus was with them, and they didn't get burnt, not even the smell of smoke on their clothes. I did another check. I said, well, maybe somebody else was thrown into trouble. Let's see what happened when trouble came, how God kept us. I said, oh, Daniel was thrown into a lion's den, and the lions went to sleep, and he was hungry. So lions that were hungry and they had food all of a sudden fell asleep. I went down the list. I kept going. I said, wait a minute, hold up. Mary was pregnant with Jesus, and Herod was supposed to kill every newborn child. And while she was moving from one place to another, not one soldier came on her, and they were able to hide Jesus until he was a boy, and not a hair on his head got harmed. And I said, wait, God keeps his people in trouble. His favor, his mercy, his grace, his protection, it works in trouble. And if we are not willing to just stand on the promise, if we are willing to stand on the promises of God, if we're willing to stand on the word of God in trouble, he said, if we keep his commandments, none of these diseases shall harm us. If we obey him, if we follow him, none of these diseases shall harm us. So I'm looking around and I'm saying, wait a minute, there's a lot of weapons being formed. The fire was formed. The lions were formed. Herod's soldiers were formed. There's a lot of weapons being formed. Just because they get formed, just because you get hit, does not mean it prospered. So what we're hoping for, what we're praying for, what we're trying to see right now, is that we're trying to see if God is true. That even if the weapon formed, did we lose? And I guarantee, I promise you, not one person who walks upright in the body of Christ will get harmed or lose to the weapon. They may form. You may get hit. And another thing is, we as believers, we got to get used to getting hit. We think just because we're in the protection of Christ that nothing bad happens. All throughout the Bible, it's about men and women who are willing to sacrifice and show up when trouble came. You mean to tell me David was going to sit there and let Goliath win? No. He was willing to get hit to slay the giant. But we got to do the same thing, and that comes with spiritual boldness, y'all. We can't just sit back here and act like, you know, we can stand back. I will say, be smart, be wise. You know, the Bible says be wise as a serpent. Be wise, but let's not be fearful. We got to do one or the other. We either going to have faith or we're going to have fear. We can't have both. Be smart, be wise, but let's have faith. and let's stand on the word of God, because we're supposed to be able to stand when everybody else is going crazy. We're the examples that God has put. We're the examples that God has put on this earth. You know, so if they see us running, they gonna run too.
Amen.
You know, if they see us scared to you know, operate and scared to function as believers, they gonna try. They gonna question God. Where's your God?
Tell them, bro.
And
they scared to breathe. They scared to breathe. They scared to do the very thing and take the very thing.
And unfortunately, y'all, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to pass this thing on. There was a call to close church. And I understand, and I'm on the fence. I feel as though if you feel like you have to close down your sanctuary, by all means, do it. I think that there are elderly people that have to be looking out for. There's children that have to be looking out for. If you feel as though that's the call that you have to make, because I know some pastors that had to make that decision, but they said close down the churches, but it's Ramadan season, and I haven't heard no one call to close down the mosque for Ramadan. So I'm just going to put that right there. Let y'all figure out what happens with that. But I have not heard one call to close down my Ferrari.
He's my Thursday night brother. Did you hear what he said? He told you he came straight at you because this is, let's talk about it. He did exactly what it is, because they in like day four, day five. You mean this the fifth Sunday? Ain't nobody said anything. He ain't lying. Pay attention. I'm trying to tell you. But listen. It's funny that you said it, because you know that's my whole thing. I'm all about it. Mima, when it comes down to being in a house and being stuck and knowing that, like, I really want you to comment on what Brother Art said. I'm sorry, I don't want to break the thought. Did you get it?
Yes.
Because I'm just saying, oh, they just did a whole thing. Somebody's listening. Okay, good. They just they telling us now that they just did something about the mosque being closed.
They just closed down a mosque.
Okay, mosques are closed. Okay, so we do review. We apologize, because guess what? One thing we will do is we fall.
But I just witnessed three of them today.
Uh oh. See, now they're gonna have to do one of those things where they send they're gonna have to send the ordinances out. Now that's crazy.
That's what man said,
you know. And I know man say do this and do that. That's what they do.
Yeah.
But and trusting and believing in God, you know, we either way we do it, he still tells us to obey the laws of the land, you know. But we still have to have our faith and trust in him as well, because we as believers, we have to go on his word, you know. I will never leave you nor will I forsake you. Amen.
All I'm saying is the laws of the land. The laws of the land told us that when the Hebrew boys were told that the laws of the land was to bow down to a golden image, they decided not to. So all of a sudden the laws of the land was to stay away from the house of God. All I'm saying is Whose law comes first? The law of God or the law of the land?
God's,
I mean, just ask yourself, which one sounds better?
Sense?
Stay 6 feet away from each other. Don't talk to nobody. Stay by yourself. Stay alone. If you're sick, by yourself. Stay farther away. If we know you're sick, we really not coming around. Like, this is horrible. Don't say you got it. This is like the plague. And it's not it's a shame. They're going to give us shots 16 years from now about this. It's just going to be another part.
Nah, it ain't going to be 15 years. It's going to be soon.
No. I'm not saying 15 years for it to stop. I'm saying, because at the end of the day, this thing is already done. Understand one thing. In the Bible, I know that once Christ is risen, he then shows up. In many different occasions to many different non-believers, because some people need to see
I need to see something, or you need to show me proof, or because I don't believe it until it happens, or all of this kind of stuff. Everybody that used to say that they didn't believe in God because they didn't believe in anything that they couldn't see, they are now all the way on the fence of that, because they now are believing in something that the people are telling them that they're fine about, and they just can't even breathe right now. You know, that's just what it is. I mean, you never have a job again. You know this, right? You do know this, because once the end of the world goes, everybody gets to die, I guess. They never thought about the fact that the end was just the end of how you live your life today. Like, the revelation is not some miraculous thing that's going to happen. Now, when God comes back, that is miraculous. When Jesus cracks the sky, that will be the miraculous. But right now, y'all better not be saying about the end of the days, because there's a lot of things that we still don't know and understand about God.
Amen.
And our babies are depending on us to get this right.
Yeah.
And that's real. That's real.
Well, I can say this.
If you're out there,
if
you're out there and you're listening and you care to join in, please, 319-527-6091, or you can do 323-870-4174. I hope you have already passed this on to like five or six people, but if you have not, please take the opportunity now to pass this on, because I'm trying to tell you, people are not even allowed to have conversations anymore about different things that we like want to talk about. So understand that Let's Talk About It is definitely going to talk about it, because at the end of the day, they have censored everything that they want us to see. They only want to talk about sick. They don't even want to talk about well. It's many of people that's fighting this thing and winning this thing, but they don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah,
it's funny now,
Sweden and France are winning.
But listen, child, I'm glad you said something. See, brother, I'm glad you're here, because the devil was busy and I was about to say something wrong, and I'm glad I heard your voice. It was like my mama came through. Thank you. Thank you very much, because I was, Jesus.
Well, you know what? I can say this much, is that I, in my years of being on this earth, you know, I have never gotten a flu shot, you know, and I have suffered with the flu only on one occasion in my life. You know, my mother hadn't gotten a flu shot until she was about 50-some-odd years old, and when she got that shot, I watched my mother crawl on her knees for about 3 or 4 days, you know, and that was after getting the shot. She never had the flu before that, you know, so we just have to aware, you know, of what's going on, you know. I think we got a caller on right now.
I was going to say, is it a caller or we were just being attacked? Because I was going to say,
he had already told
the devil that he couldn't have it. So he was trying to break it, but it wasn't going to happen. Caller, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord. How is everyone this evening?
Praise the Lord. Caller, tell us your name and tell us where you're calling from. Let's talk about it.
This is Chad. Calling from outside our hospital where I'm waiting for a family member, but I had to call because y'all asked a question, and I had the question was about, you know, where we stand with the things that have gotten closed down. I did want to say that they did put out a thing to tell my kids that they're not supposed to be having service. Whereas as far as if they're gathering together at the mosque, just like they told us that we're not supposed to be doing it in our churches. However, yes, there are some mosques that have not listened, just like there are some churches that has not listened. My personal, when I look at, this is not what the Bible says. This is not nothing that I read in Holy Scripture. This is just my personal belief on what is going on right now. And I really believe, like we say that man closed the churches, I really believe God did it. God enclosed down every major religion so that he can get people to turn from their major religion to have a major relationship with him.
Amen. Amen.
And so much so that I looked up the definition of the word religion. The definition of the word religion is the belief in and worship of a superhuman controlling power, especially a personal god or gods, lower G, plural. A particular system of faith and worship, a pursuit of interest to which someone ascribes supreme importance. But then in looking that up, I also looked up the definition of relationship. And when I looked up the different definition of relationship, what I found is that that definition reads as the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected, or the state of being connected. I listen to it so many different times, and I don't mean us, PKN, Purpose Kingdom Network. I just mean us as mankind in plural. We argue about everything concerning God. Should we call him Allah? Should we call him Jehovah? Should we call him God? Should we call him Elohim? Should we just refer to him as I am? Should we not say his name at all? Was Jesus white? Was Jesus black? Did he walk the earth? Didn't he walk the earth? Should we worship on the Sabbath? Should we worship on the Sunday? Should we this? Should we that? All of these man-made arguments that we are getting back and forth on, and God is saying, you know what, I'm sick of all of y'all sacrifices. I'm sick of the blood of the lamb fishing. I don't want your holy things that you think make you fit in with me. I want a relationship with you. And to be honest, I really believe until those of us who say that we are men and women of God start to really focus in on a relationship with God versus our positions, titles, and places that we hold in different churches or organized religions, that's when all of this is going to change. Thank y'all for letting me.
Amen. Amen.
I want to know how you I'm on as a caller. She hoodwinked, bamboozled us. Look, Art, we both got hoodwinked down, all three of us. And then she just going,
Here's
the
funny thing. Here's the funny thing. I knew she was going to call.
Like, thanks for listening. But she needed to call because at the end of the day, she normally would be sitting right here at the table with us. And we love for you to be here. Because all we do is really sit at the table. We don't really – sometimes we take a topic. Sometimes there's things that really, 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 really do be going on. But right now, the blessing of it is everything raggedy has stopped. Ha-ha!
Amen.
I'm sorry. Everything raggedy has stopped. I mean that with all my heart. I'm saying it with the biggest smile on my face. Like, because, you know, if you went into this quarantine raggedy, you know 65 days in, you still can't be raggedy. And you definitely can't come back outside raggedy. You know what I mean? Like, even if you're not incubating right now, you need to be. Figure it out. You're stuck. Figure it out. Not be stuck. Embrace your happiness. Embrace your downside. He maketh me to lie down is a beautiful thing when you embrace it. When you embrace your he maketh me to lie down, and then think each one of us is that special that he maketh us to lie down. Remember, this could have been rain. This virus could have been rain. Especially after what we done did with the promise and the covenant and the rainbow and everything else. I'm trying to tell you, we so lucky this thing ain't rain. We bless God. We still gonna get it together though, cause I'm sorry. That's just how I be feeling. You know what I mean? Because I'm just glad they just stopped the church. You know why I'm glad they stopped the church? Because now they get to stop performing. Now the show is over. Your show has been over. Call the people. Tell them your service is no longer needed. And I don't mean that by anybody not in a bad way, but that's the truth. I'm going to say it just like that because a lot of people get caught up in a praise. A lot of people get caught up in a situation because if you can praise God, you can praise God. You understand that? If you got fire in your bones, shut up in your bones, it's going to burn in your bones no matter what, like he said about the three Hebrew boys. You understand what I'm saying? They were in a fire and didn't even come out singed. Don't play with me. But it's something to be burning up with the Lord.
Amen.
So as we sitting here and we looking at where we are, I'm trying to tell you, we got to embrace this stuff. Like our children need to be respectful. Our children need to be speaking. Our children need to be talking. The same way they're sitting here doing dance moves mm-hmm. and learning how to be savages and all that, being badgy and roochy and ratchet or whatever was happening, however they did it. We can't be doing that in here.
But
I mean, it's fun to have fun for like, but 65 days in of savaging is not going to be good. Everyone else is coming out not savaging. They're coming out homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand that this is the best,
well,
best school that these kids have gotten in a long time.
Be, I'll take it back.
I got a question.
I know, you know, I'm always going to be the person that differs, just simply small difference. Do you really think that when these doors supposedly come back open, you know, because I really do think it's going to be longer than what people project. When you think that these doors open, what do you think the change is going to be? Because I'm telling you, I mean, just from, I guess this is how I see it, and this is when I look at the Word of God, this is what I see in the Word of God. When there was trouble, there were the people of God working. They were feeding the poor. They were clothing those who needed clothes. They were being there for people who needed help. So when we say we're locked in, are our resources locked in or just our services? Because as far as I'm concerned, I'm out here feeding the poor. I'm out here making sure people have resources and have somewhere to go to and have a hot meal at night and making sure our elderly are taken care of. So when I'm out in these streets, I'm praying, God, protect me, because your people need help. So are we locking the doors for our safety, or are we locking our resources up too? So my question is, when we say we're locking the doors, what are we locking up?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of the people that have been deemed, the people that have been deemed non-essential, they unfortunately... Well, if they are listening to what is supposed to be happening, they have been bunkered down in the house. They've now, like my parents and them, are going on about a month and a half. Now, their mm-hmm. financial giving, they can still give financially, you know what I mean? But are they standing in the line passing out the food? No. However, I'm talking about the raggedy, the ones who don't respect their mothers, their grandmothers, their aunties, or anybody on the street anywhere, those that don't want to be talked to, those that don't want to hold doors, those that feel as though they are in this world by themselves, for themselves, and no one else exists. I'm talking about those types of people. If those types of people are in the house and they've been in the house for 65-plus days and they are still on the same type of time, say it one more time.
You think they're gonna come? I say, you think they're gonna come out different after this is over?
I know they're gonna come
out different.
I know they're
gonna come out different.
How?
I know
they're gonna come out different.
What word?
Be Mika or Walga?
What'd you say?
All
right. What'd you say?
I said, what is going to change their mentality? Is it going to be the fact that they stayed in, or is it the fact that they see Bible be believing people who are in the house of God doing something that they may change from? Like, nobody
A lot of them going to come out changed. I know that you got a lot of souls right now. I know that a lot of people done put their faith in God right now, especially a lot of them that had such a little faith, you know. But and I'm speaking on knowing the fact right now that I've seen a lot of people that didn't even, like, pray at times. Now, I see these people praying. You know, I hear
right.
these people
Amen.
Talking about God, you know.
Right.
So I'm saying this because this is a fact. This is something that I see, not because here, you know, even my social media is blowing up with God-fearing people right now. You know?
Exactly. And they are surfacing. And Brother Art, the people that you are talking about, they're like considered the Sunday morning Christian people. We don't really count them because at the end of the day, they are not really counted. Because when you think about it, and they always, the ones that are quick to tell somebody that they're not going to make it in, you have to be sure that you're not the Christian that knows that somebody's not going to make it in. Because if you know too much scripture, if you know too much scripture to the point where you can tell somebody where they are in the midst of where they are, that they're not going to make it, then Brother Art, I'm glad you, because there might be something that you need to see, because there is no way.
Let's make this clear real quick.
What do they need to see? Because just by them, see, it's not going to be the church folk. It's not going to be the church people that are going to see God. It's going to be the people that never seen him before. Remember the Gentiles. When the Gentiles come
back. Let's make this clear.
When the Gentiles
come
back, they learn about God. They come in with a vengeance because they understand this true thing. They got like a Paul gospel going on. You know what I mean? Where they've been in the trenches. They've been in the trenches, and now they're up. And so they see the places where they've been. So you understand, Bible's going to come later because they're going to want to be in the church. That's when they learn it. But I'm just telling you, so to look, and the only reason why I'm saying that is because every single person that I know, you know, I talk to everybody, anybody, but people are now coming to me, telling me that they are witnessing and they are seeing. That is God.
Now,
that's
here's what I'm going. Here's what I'm going to say. I absolutely 100% believe every word that you said. I wholeheartedly believe every word that you said. And matter of fact, here's what I'm going to add to it: the so-called people who are making the loudest noise are the ones that are the quietest right now. Those people who were self-righteous and those people who were so uptight when it came to the body of Christ. They are super quiet right now. But what I'm telling you is, while the fake are quiet, we need to be loud. So my point is not about church. It's not about who believes what or where the balance should be. My whole entire point is, now get the loudest noise. And our noise can't just come from our mouth. It has to come with our actions. So we can't just say, hey, see God. We can't just say, hey, see Christ through this pandemic. We have to show people how to see Christ through this pandemic. And a part of that is getting into your communities, helping people, making sure that people are fed and they have resources. Because we can't just say go. We can't just say let the government take care of it. Because the truth is, we all know that the government isn't going to take care of it. But before there was a government that stood for the people, there was a church that stood for the people.
There was a church. That's right. That's right.
And the church has always been the loudest. The church used to be the loudest voice in the community. I live in Lansdowne near Southwest, and I remember 58th Street. There used to be Bible Street. There used to be Bible Way Road. Every church on every block was Bible Way, and they were the loudest block out the community. Now the church is so low people can't hear it. The mosque is loud. The synagogues are loud. The New Age religion, the New Age culture is loud. When is the church going to be louder than all the foolishness? And when are we going to have enough resources to have a reason to be loud? So
right now.
When
you're
we talk
asking
about,
these questions like we don't have time to stop them. Like everything has stopped. Do you understand what I'm saying? Everything has stopped. So everything you're talking about right now, you go to the church. Well, Verity does it already. You know what I'm saying? But these things are happening right now. Churches
see,
are having
you
to
know
think
I'm
what
coming,
they thinking that they thought. That you know what I mean? People
well,
didn't
you,
want to
you know I'm coming
media.
From a point. You know my church, so you know I'm coming from a place where we work. So you know what church I go to.
That's your church. But there's a lot of churches that are giving.
There's
a lot of them that are not. There's a lot of them that are not our churches, and I get that completely. And I've had to, And I've had to understand completely that people don't do what we do. And I get it. And it's easy to do what we do. It is. It's very easy to help people. We just have to show enough love to help the outsider and not the people who look like church. Matter of fact, I don't even understand this whole look like church concept. You know, people have this idea that church looks a certain way. I tell everybody, I'm covered in tattoos. When the party was going, I was the party promoter. So how in the world, I'm going to look like church? I don't look like church. I look like somebody saved by grace. I look like somebody who knows Jesus Christ as my personal savior. So when we talk, like I said, when we talk about this kid, let's be the voice that says, hey, come to us. Not stay in, come to us. And then let's handle this smart. Let's handle this with a sound mind. Let's use wisdom. Yes, cover your face when you're out in public. Yes, if you have to use gloves, use gloves. Keep your elderly at home, but provide resources. If you're young enough, if you're healthy enough, if you can get out and do something for the people of God, do it. So if we say stay in the house, let's stay in the house, have context. That's all I'm saying.
Unfortunately, if you can't get context, you're not going to get context from where you're looking. And that's where you have to, the people are going to have to start to see their own context, because the way that the world is set up now is so set up that we, the people, are doing it to ourselves. The things that we don't do, the things that we don't follow through, and the things that we don't want to help out with, these are the things that we're doing to ourselves because we remember when it was them times when somebody we knew had to stand in them line. So because we done made it to the other side, it's hard to go back down sometimes and do that. So you're telling you're speaking a right narrative. You are. But unfortunately, like in 2020, everybody back there had got to go. Like, if they still working on it back there in 2020 and you still trying to figure it out, like, all that conversation, that's done conversation. If you still trying to figure out what you're doing in church and how it's working and all that, that's all done conversation. Right now, we living. Everybody has to live. And guess what? Just like you said, most of them going to have tattoos. Most of them going to have stuff. But guess what we now need to do? We need to build a standard. Because no matter how much we say, this is okay, and that's okay, and we want you, and that, the other, because Christ is going to bring us all in. But when we get in, there's like a standard that you want to be. Not that somebody's making you be, but there is a standard that you begin to want to be. Not that somebody's making you, not that you have to do it because you've been told to do it, but because we live in a society where people have told people that it is all right for you to have your opinion. It's all right for you to just do it the way you want to do it. You know what? I was wrong all these years. Generations of generations have taught me how to do something, and you are definitely right. I am going to stop disciplining the way that I do. You know what? I'm going to ask you questions about what you want to do, what you want to eat, because I was told that I had to eat vegetables and stuff. Like, they told me a lie. They said vegetables was going to make me strong. Like, so we can't keep doing
And that's so true. Because we teach our children the wrong thing. Like, we teach them, and we don't, a lot of us, and I'm using myself as one, that we don't teach our children the right way. Just like we don't teach them the Bible. Just like, and Christmas, we teach them there's a Santa Claus. And Easter, we teach them that there's a Easter bunny. You know, I mean, on a Easter Sunday, you know, it's supposed to be the rising of Christ, Christ coming back, you know. But we teach our children to look for the wrong thing. So with us being in this here shut-in right now, this is a time and an opportunity for a lot of those parents out there and a lot of the seniors that's shut in right there to teach those children, even these teenagers that's running wild out here, you know. We got to give them something, and instill them with something, you know, because if we don't instill them with something, yes, we are going to have a distraction in the world, you know. This is the untoward generation. You know, so we have to do what we have to do in Christ.
And that is why every night when we come on, we make sure that we give anybody and everybody that is listening an opportunity to have a relationship, their own relationship, like Chappie was saying. Now, because we have Brother Art sitting at the table, Minister Arthur, would you please do a call of salvation? And then, Lima, I think you're right about the take it back, because all the take it back that we done had since we done started this thing done happened already, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time to just, like, celebrate on it, take it back, ain't it?
Amen.
So go on, Brother Rob, save somebody today, because we about to take some things back.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Right now, I always say on the healing hour that this is the most important part of the show. This is the part where we like to say this is the part where everybody can participate. And the truth of the matter is that this conversation means nothing if we are not doing what we're about to do right now, and that is to tell somebody about Jesus. We can argue about what we should do, what we shouldn't do, but the bottom line is somebody needs to know about Jesus, and I believe that's what we're doing right now. So those who are listening, I want you to understand this very clear. In the midst of the pandemic, Jesus, in the midst of what was your normal being turned upside down, Jesus saves. And he saves not just in the spiritual, but he saves in the natural as well. We have a holistic God. He covers everything. He doesn't just stop at one point. He doesn't just worry about our souls. He worries about us. But right now, what I need someone to do is, if you do not know Christ Jesus for the pardon of your sins, if you don't know him as the Savior of your soul, you have an opportunity right now. And I'm telling you, this is the best deal you can ever take in your life, and that is getting to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the man that died for you, who set you free. And not only did he die and set you free, but he rose that you would have a place with him eternally. So if you're listening right now, you only have to do a few things. All you have to do is that recognize that you are a sinner, that you are lost. And once you recognize that you are lost, all you have to do is say, Jesus, I know that you are the Son of God. And I'm lost. Even right now, being lost, come into my life. Come into my life. Cleanse my heart. Change me. Because I know that you died for my sins. And not only did you die, but you rose. You are the Son of God. Come into my life. And when you do that simple thing, I'm telling you, it's very easy. All it is confessing with your mouth. You don't have to pay nothing. You don't have to give up nothing. You have to just say it and believe it in your heart. If you can do that, boom, right there, life has changed for you. And on top of that, not only did it change, the Bible says when one soul gets saved, the angels rejoice. So here's what the word says. When you get saved, heaven throws a party. And right now, I believe that there's a party in heaven because you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So we are going to pray. And when we pray, we're believing in faith that someone has received Christ Jesus as their Savior. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you are doing. You allow ideas and opinions and views, and you allow witnesses to come forth and to tell somebody about you. So God, as we pull our thoughts together, as we pull our minds together, God, you understand that the goal is always heaven. In the midst of a pandemic, the goal is always you. The goal is always to have a relationship with you. The goal is always to see you. God, prepare our minds for heaven. Prepare our hearts for heaven. Prepare our hearts to see you. Prepare our minds to see you and push all other nonsense aside. God, show us how to be better believers. Show us how to be better witnesses, better mothers, better fathers, better children, better Christians. For those who are listening and just now received you, God, you show them your unmerited favor. You give them your grace. You give them your mercy. And God, you show them you. Unveil yourself. As the veil ripped in two, you showed who you really are. So God, unveil yourself. Uncover your wisdom. Uncover your knowledge. And give them the love that you've been waiting to give them. So God, we thank you. Because you said that those who believe on you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And we thank you for the opportunity to have everlasting life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Brother Rob, you want to come and do the announcement?
Yes, real quickly. This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. And hallelujah, amen. I am just loving just what I'm hearing tonight from the panel here on Let's Talk About It. And real quickly, you know, if you accepted that, you know, if you accepted salvation, you know, I just suggest you find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary there, nurturing the word of Christ. And, you know, I know amid the pandemic and I know amid everything in the whole turmoil that's going on right now, I know everything seems topsy-turvy, and I know everything seems like a Groundhog Day where you're just living the same day over and over again. But there is a time when you must make change for that to end. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with that being said, if you find, you know, you like what you're hearing here, this is a church without walls until you find that physical sanctuary. And if you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Net. At purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. You can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly accept that. If we're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom, and we're also on within iTunes, anywhere you hear casts. And also, we have a Facebook page where you can just like it. You can also share with your friends. You can hear or see some of our advertisements and upcoming shows that we just greatly appreciate if you share with your friends. And we'll, you know, if you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, like last night we had our 7-Up service, and just previously we had our last 7 words. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Simply type in the show name or the host name, and you'll hear that show in its entirety at your convenience. And as always, you know, we hope you that you would share with a friend. Well, God's will and God's blessing, we hope you will join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for DTW Ministries, hosted by Reverend Aaron Williams. And please, please share with a friend. With God's will and God's blessing, at the 9 p.m. hour tomorrow evening, it's going to be DTW Ministries with Reverend Aaron Williams. You know, we thank you so much, whether you're calling online or via phone. We thank you so much for inviting us in your homes tonight for a night of ministry. And we just thank you so much. And that is with the love of Christ. And with that being said, I'm just going to turn the show back over to our panel.
Oh, amen. Amen. Brother Art, we got about,
yes, ma'am.
We got about 6 minutes. So you take two. Me, my, you take two. And I take two. Two,
okay.
Four, six. Right?
All right.
Usually in this moment, though, we'd like to do a take back. So what we've been taking back has been all of this raggedy stuff that we now no longer can do. So now let's take back some other stuff. What would you like to take back?
I want to take back our peace. And like I said, I want to take back our joy and just our love. And I also, since I said we only got 2 minutes, Verity Outreach Worship Center. You can check us out on Facebook, Verity Outreach Worship Center. We're on Instagram, Verity Outreach Worship Center. And we have our food pantry available for those who need food, for those who are hungry, for elderly,
who need food. We are preparing meals for the elderly, for kids who need lunches. We are preparing lunches for those kids who don't have a lunch giveaway in their community. Please reach out to Verity Worship Center. That is Facebook and Verity Worship Center Instagram. We will respond right away for those who need help. That's it.
Amen. Amen, brother. Right now, my take it back is to take back the caring, the love, the understanding, and teaching. Just teaching one another and letting one another know that we're there for them in their time of need. You know, so basically, that's my take back. You know, care for each other and help each other out in that in the time of need. Amen.
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 I was going to say, I apologize for that one, but amen, amen, and amen. If we were to take back anything, I liked how you said it. I liked how you said it, Brother Art. Peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joy. Happiness. They are called, like, the fruits of the Spirit.
Right.
Some people don't even know that they're the fruits of the Spirit. So, because of the fact that people don't know that if they were to go in the book, they would read about the fruits of the Spirit, we need to be able to show them what
Amen.
It looks like to live in the fruits of the Spirit. After they've been in the presence of someone who lives in commune with God, they know that they just left a person, or that person had just left them, had been in communication with God. It happens. It's real. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad that it's like, listen, I've been through some archives of some stuff that we've been doing. I'm telling you, y'all, we've been doing this radio show for almost 4 years. It'll be 4 years in May. And when I tell you, if we were to go back and run like 200th episode, 100th episode, 300, 400, 5, 6, 7, 8, everything is telling you about God and how he is unpleased, because the world is going to go on. The world is definitely going to go on. But we as believers have a job to do. We have a caller?
Yes.
Yes, we have time. Come on, caller. Caller.
How you doing, Adrian? This is Antonia Bass. And I just wanted to say I thank you for having the guests that you have who have a heart of gold, because, you know, a lot of people don't believe in reaching out in a time of crises, and if you don't have a crisis. And I just think that's wonderful of them to be there for people, because everybody don't share resources. And I've learned that when I returned to Philadelphia years ago. So I appreciate you bringing them on, okay? And God bless you.
God bless you, dear.
Thank you so much. And guess what? Not only did I bring him on, but he's like my tag team Thursday night. So, like, if I'm not on Thursday and you call in on Thursday, you're going to catch him, because that is Reverend Minister, Minister Reverend. I give everybody every title that they want, because guess what? As long as they are believers, in God's sight, we are all great. But I like when you can go to them and they can give you good word. They give you good Bible word. I'm trying to tell you, because people need to know the Bible. Because if people start to know the Bible, then they would understand that they're in the situations of the Bible. Then they'd be able to place,
right.
You know what I mean? They'd be able to live the life like it. You know what I mean? Like if you read the playbook, then you know how to win the game. But
exactly.
If you can't read the plays, who wants you on the team? I don't
that
need
is
you on
fact.
My team. You understand
that? Fact. I like
but,
that.
But listen, yeah. I think. Matter of fact, you on this week, ain't you? Thursday.
Yeah,
y'all
on this week.
Up.
I got something for y'all.
Make sure.
This week too.
Make sure y'all hit him up, because I'm telling you. If you are not telling people to tell people about more people about more people about Purpose Kingdom Network, you are missing it. You don't want to miss it. He done stopped the world for you to get it. Don't miss it.
Right.
Y'all got anything else? We see you in 2 weeks.
That's it, Mama.
Hey, all right. 2 weeks.
Hi, Mom, huh?
Okay.
All right, God bless y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.